Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
K-State Tominaga scored 18 points, while Juwan Gary had 15 points, 11 rebounds, and Josiah Alec had 10 points and 12 rebounds as the Nebraska men's basketball team closed out the home regular season schedule Sunday night with a 67-56 win over Rutgers at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Husker head coach Fred Hoiberg says it was good to send out the seniors on a good note.
It's sad, emotional. You know, that's K-State Tominaga's last game in Pinnacle Bank Arena for everything that he's been through in the last 3 years and what he has meant to our program, and what Josiah has given us in a year is just absolutely remarkable.
Alec, a Lincoln North Star graduate, showed up to the postgame presser wearing a fur coat that he said he purchased online for $70.
I wore it today just because I knew I was going to just come, you know, come with a little flair today, regardless. And you know, I'm a hustler.
Nebraska closes out the regular season in Michigan next Sunday morning at 11 o'clock on BTN. Jazz Shelley scored 23 points, but the Nebraska women's basketball team came up short Sunday afternoon with a 74-73 loss at Illinois. Nebraska will head to the Big Ten tournament as the number 5 seed and earn a first-round bye before playing on Thursday afternoon at 2 in a game televised by BTN. Caitlin Clark broke 3 major college basketball scoring records in less than 3 weeks as number 6 Iowa beat number 2 Ohio State Sunday, 93-83 in Iowa City. Clark's dizzying regular season ended Sunday with her passing Pistol Pete Maravich's NCAA Division I overall scoring record after scoring 35 points in the win over the Buckeyes. Lincoln Christian won the girls' Class C1 state basketball championship for their first title in 7 years. They defeated Sydney Saturday 38-26. The boys' state tournament begins this Wednesday. Lincoln Lutheran will play Hardington Cedar Catholic at 3:15 Wednesday afternoon in Class C2. Then Wednesday night at 7:45 in Class A, it's Lincoln Southeast against Omaha Westside. Both those games will be on KFOR. Then Thursday night at 6, we'll have the Class B quarterfinal game with Norris against Bennington at KFORnow.com. A pair of throwing miscues from the College of Charleston capped off the Nebraska baseball team's third late-inning comeback victory of the weekend as they beat the Cougars Sunday afternoon 5-3 for the series sweep. And the Nebraska softball team got a solid outing from its freshman pitchers on Sunday, but the Husker offense managed only one run in a 5-1 loss to number 14 Missouri at Boland Stadium. I'm Jeff Motes, KFOR Sports.